Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Observations of air and ocean temperatures and other climate-related metrics confirm the well-accepted scientific consensus. The Earth's climate system is changing rapidly, primarily due to human activities, especially activities that cause greenhouse gas emissions. Unquote. This is Legal Issues in the News. You're in the right place. The source of that quotation may be surprising. It's from a legal complaint, the formal document that starts a lawsuit. In October 2018, the Attorney General of the state of New York sued Exxon, the world's largest investor-owned oil and gas company. This lawsuit may not be where you normally think about these issues, and it comes up in a complicated context. But at some level, the suit is about predicting what our world will look like in an age of climate change. Where can people live? What are the sources of water? What kind of crops will grow? And what businesses will do well? Where should people invest money in a world of climate change? Don't get me wrong, this is not as important as clean drinking water or shelter from storms. But before you say you don't care, remember that the investor may be you. Exxon, for example, is mostly owned by retirement funds, mutual funds, and pension funds. More broadly, this suit is also an expression of our changing world. It deals with a business that is likely to be affected, an oil and gas business, a fossil fuel business, which is also a business with very long time frames. It makes sense to ask what Exxon and its oil and its gas will be worth in 2040 and maybe beyond. And because the suit is about business and investors, it explicitly focuses on valuation, dollar amounts that communicate predictions. So it's worth pausing to think about this suit. The basic allegation is this: the company lied to its investors about how much it would be worth in the future. The legal claim was not that they were wrong about the prediction. That happens. Instead, it was the classic problem, especially in a fraud case, of saying one thing and doing another. Exxon publicly predicted increasingly tough climate change regulation that would make it more expensive to emit carbon. It gave those costs a dollar amount. The company even issued a color-coded world map showing the carbon cost by region. But according to the complaint, when Exxon calculated how much the company would be worth, predicted its future in an age of climate change, it didn't use those high costs as advertised. It used a, quote, alternate methodology, unquote. Under this approach, the future of carbon costs looked an awful lot like the present, something that Exxon itself had said was unrealistic. By using these alternate numbers, Exxon looked like it would be doing fine in 2040. We don't know the future, and the lawsuit is not about certainty. It's just about being honest. No cake and eating it, too. It is also about investing in the age of climate change and the information needed to do it. And more broadly, it's a reminder of the varied challenges of looking ahead. This is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.